3. The Evolving Soul. The mistakes of mortal mind and the errors of human conduct may markedly delay the evolution of the soul. Although they cannot inhibit such a Moksha phenomenon when once it has been initiated by the indwelling adjuster with the consent of the creature will. But at any time prior to mortal death, this same material and human will is empowered to rescind such a choice and to reject survival. Even after survival, the ascending mortal still retains this prerogative of choosing to reject eternal life. At any time before fusion with the adjuster, the evolving and ascending creature can choose to forsake the will of the Paradise Father. Fusion with the adjuster signalizes the fact that the ascending mortal has eternally and unreservedly chosen to do the Father's will. During the life in the flesh, the evolving soul is enabled to reinforce the supermaterial decisions of the mortal mind. The soul, being supermaterial, does not of itself function on the material level of human experience. Neither can this subspiritual soul, without the collaboration of some spirit of deity, such as the adjuster, function above the Moksha level. Neither does the soul make final decisions until death or translation divorces it from material association with the mortal mind, except when and as this material mind delegates such authority freely and willingly to such a Moksha soul of associated function. During life, the mortal will, the personality power of decision choice, is resident in the material mind circuits. As terrestrial mortal growth proceeds, this self, with its priceless powers of choice, becomes increasingly identified with the emerging Moksha soul entity. After death and following the mansion world resurrection, the human personality is completely identified with the Moksha self. The soul is thus the embryo of the future Moksha vehicle of personality identity. This immortal soul is at first wholly Moksha in nature, but it possesses such a capacity for development that it invariably ascends to the true spirit levels of fusion value with the spirits of deity, usually with the same spirit of the universal father that initiated such a creative phenomenon in the creature mind. Both the human mind and the divine adjuster are conscious of the presence and differential nature of the evolving soul, the adjuster fully, the mind partially. The soul becomes increasingly conscious of both the mind and the adjuster as associated identities, proportional to its own evolutionary growth. The soul partakes of the qualities of both the human mind and the divine spirit, but persistently evolves toward augmentation of spirit control and divine dominance through the fostering of a mind function whose meanings seek to coordinate with true spirit value. The mortal career, the soul's evolution, is not so much a probation as an education. Faith in the survival of supreme values is the core of religion. Genuine religious experience consists in the union of supreme values and cosmic meanings as a realization of universal reality. Mind knows quantity, reality, meanings, but quality, values, is felt. That which feels is the mutual creation of mind, which knows, and the associated spirit, which realitizes. Insofar as man's evolving Moksha soul becomes permeated by truth, beauty, and goodness as the value realization of God consciousness, such a resultant being becomes indestructible. If there is no survival of eternal values in the evolving soul of man, then mortal existence is without meaning, and life itself is a tragic illusion. But it is forever true, what you begin in time you will assuredly finish in eternity, if it is worth finishing.